The nation's rural two-lane roads only carry 28% of all traffic, but from 1999 to 2003, that's where 52% of all deaths due to crashes happened. In Wisconsin, it was worse at 73%. That's according to the Road Information Program, or TRIP, a nonprofit group that studies traffic issues. Don Lonsdorf is in charge of highway safety efforts for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. He says the main reason is speed, a factor he says many drivers underestimate.
Somebody who decides that they want to exceed the speed limit on the interstate, as an example, from 65 to 75, in the world of crash dynamics, you would take that 10 miles an hour and you actually square it, which is how you would analyze the crash forces that your body would be subjected to if you were involved in a crash. And that, I think, is where most people just don't understand how violent those crashes get the faster you go.
Another factor seems to be seat belts. The DOT says people who don't wear them account for 35% of all people in cars, trucks, and vans in Wisconsin, but they make up 60% of all those killed on the road. And Lonsdorf says most of them tend to be men and boys from 16 to 35 years old.
They tend to be the ones who generally don't want to wear their seat belts, and they also tend to be the ones who speed. And when you get that combination together, it is so deadly, and it costs so many people their lives. And in so many cases, it's just for needless reasons, and they wouldn't have to happen.
Around the country, the TRIP group says roads in southeastern states are the deadliest. 30% of all highway deaths happened in that region. 64% of those deaths happened on rural two-lane roads. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.